Ladies and gents, this is one of the most heartbreaking stories I've ever heard. And actually, to be honest, it kind of gets me choked up. I can't admit, I feel for both people here in this scenario. This is exactly why you cannot let the love of your life out of your life. You've had the biggest problems in the world. And I'm going to get into the story. And maybe you'll agree with me, maybe not. But you cannot let this go quietly into the night, as they say. If you love somebody, you fucking tell them, and you tell them because you will suffer and pay for it.
Peter.
All right, ladies and gents, well, we are back today. Oh, well, I had to record this podcast. This is about love, and you never let that person out of your sight. You've got to sometimes in your life just fuck your ego, fuck your pride, fuck whatever's going on in your mind, and you tell the person, whether it is the most humiliating moment of your life, because whether it's humiliating, that humiliation will come back in deep fucking regret. And this has come back to this couple, and this guy has emailed me. Like, I'm getting choked up here. This breaks my fucking heart for these two people. I can't believe I'm almost crying over this. Jesus. Let me tell you the story. Jesus. Okay, so now, a guy emailed this into me, and basically, look, now, in fairness to him, he's a complete mess at the moment about it, and obviously, as you know, guys, I'll never mention anybody's name, and the email's a bit all over the place. Look, obviously, this guy was just a, you know, complete fucking mess when he's emailing this in. So what I'm getting from this, right, and I've gone through it quite a bit, so I'm making sure I've got every point covered here because I don't want to miss anything for anybody here. So, couple. Years ago, they met on Tinder. They match. They start talking. They're getting on. So they eventually meet. They go on a couple of multiple dates. Then it turned in from boyfriend-girlfriend to an actual couple. So they're boyfriend-girlfriend. Then they end up living together. So everything's looking pretty good here. Now, the guy was working quite a lot, and he didn't get into what his job was, but it doesn't really matter, actually. But he said he was working a lot. Sometimes he'd have to work at the week, excuse me, at the weekends, every now and then, but he had to. The woman did get pissed off a bit because she felt a bit neglected and she wanted to spend more time with him. And they used to have fights over this. So then he did say, listen, honey, you know, I'm going to try and do more. I'm going to try and be around more, but I've got to do this work. And that's how it came. But then she was still pissed off. She felt isolated. And then a scenario came up where he had to work abroad. Now, this guy is actually from Ireland, and he had to go working in Canada for a year. And it was just a one-year project with his firm, company, whatever. And he was able to come home two times in the year, one for Christmas and then one for the summer. But again, it was a year project. And he was trying to tell her that, look, this is it. I'll never do this again. He even had a chat to his boss that he wants to be home more. He doesn't want to be traveling abroad. He'll do this. It was good money. It would give him security. And so he decided he's got to do this. So, of course, look, understandably, from the woman's point of view, she's very upset about this. Again, because this is just the final straw. And they have a huge blowout, huge fight. They end up breaking up. He moves away, and he didn't actually say if it's his house or her house or where is she living now. He didn't get into that. Okay. And 1 year later, he comes back, and he said he came home for Christmas. He didn't come home for the summer because, well, she wasn't around anymore. And he didn't contact her. Now, we're going to look at this from both angles here, on the man's point of view and the woman's point of view, right? Maybe they should have done more and all that. But sure, again, hindsight, it's fucking great, isn't it? So he didn't contact her. He comes home for Christmas in that 1 year. Then he's finally back. He's back in Ireland. He's done. He's living here now full time. That's it. He's never doing this again. And he said he did make a fortune and it's going to definitely set him up for his future. So you can understand where he's coming from on that one. However, let's keep going. Now, they bump into each other in the city one day. Now, again, he never contacted her when he was abroad. He never contacted her at Christmas. This is the first time they see each other in, well, I'm assuming just over a year, right? Because the timeline, everything. So whatever it is, but they bump into each other, very awkward. But then he agreed, he asked her, let's sit down and have our coffee. They go for a coffee. Everything was okay. It was a bit awkward, but it was more so, oh, well, how was it over there? And look, yeah, he did what he had to do and he's here now and that's it. He said he was trying to drop hints to her that I'm here now. That's it. I'm not doing this ever again. And let me see. I'm just making sure, guys, I'm keeping exactly here with the information. He said as he was sitting there with her, he still loves her. He's never forgotten about her. And he said that it's not that, oh, I forgot about her and a year later, oh my God, I forgot that I loved her. No, he's always loved her. Problem is, he never contacted her. So sorry, they have their coffee and off they go. There's no other plan to meet again. She did say that she's dating another guy. And of course, he's gutted over this. So she leaves. And he said he's been wandering around for the last few months, wondering what the fuck can I do, this and that. He still has her number. He said he deleted it off his phone because, well, in case he got drunk and drunk dialed. But he has it locked away somewhere. I don't know. It's probably a good thing to do, right? If you don't want to contact your ex, get rid of it off your phone, but at least have it somewhere, I guess. Anyway, that's a different day, a different story. But what is it? So I've had a conversation with this guy. He even gave me his phone number. We had a quick chat because I just wanted to make sure, what's the story now? And I said, listen, buddy, do you still love her? He goes, I do. I said, why didn't you contact her when you got home? Or, fuck it, man. Why didn't you contact her over there? And he said, because she told me when we were breaking up, never ring me again. All right, now, hey, do you respect the person's wishes? Well, let's see. So then, that's that, right? She's now with another guy. She's dating him. He doesn't tell her that he loves her. And he never contacted her because she told him never call him again. Even though he still felt the chemistry, right? 1 year later, they bump into each other again. And again, they have a sit down. They didn't go for a coffee. He just said that they just had a sort of a sit down by a bench or something and in the city, whatever it was, and just a quick chat. She now has a baby with another guy, the guy she was dating. So again, 1 year later. And of course, this is, he feels he's almost ruined his life here now because he hasn't got with her. And as they met, she tells him that they have a baby. And he says outright, he's still in love with her. Now, I know you can say, Jesus Christ, talk about bad fucking timing, huh? But he said he couldn't hold this anymore. It's, fuck this. What the hell do I do now? So he tells her he loves her. She turns around and says to him, and this is breaking my heart, that she still loves him. And of course, what do you do in this scenario? I'm just trying to put myself in this scenario. I wouldn't have let it get to this, I have to say. And I'm sorry, buddy, if you're listening to this, and I even did say this to him. And this is the whole point. Sometimes you've got to fucking go for it. And it's not being a psycho from the guy's point of view here. He does blame himself for a lot of this work stuff. And he did say that he got so caught up in it. He didn't not want to be around her when he was with her. He just got so fucking distracted and he wanted to get it done. And if it's not done, I can't relax, this and that. He said it was the worst day of his life when he heard about this, that she was still in love with him and she's got a baby with another guy. And he did say it kind of got a bit heated. He said, why didn't you ever contact me again? You told me don't call me. And he said that she looked at him in a bit surprise and she turned around and said, you gave up that easy? Unless someone's actually making this story up, guys, so I'll do a podcast about this, maybe. I mean, this almost sounds like a Hollywood fucking movie here. But Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ. If this is fucking real, if this is fucking real, where do you go with this? A man's point of view, they got a kid together, for Christ's sake. And all because he didn't want to feel humiliated. Like, I understand. Jesus, believe me, I fucking understand. We all have those moments where we don't want to feel humiliated. Of course, I get it. And I get too, for him, that, how old did he say they were again? I don't have this written down, guys. He did say that to me on the phone. I think they're the young 30s. He's 33, she's 31. That's it. Okay. Now, I get it. You don't want to lose face. But what he has lost, he hasn't lost face. He's lost her and a potential future with her. Now, on her end as well, could she have done more? Well, in these scenarios, you can always blame the guy. Okay, you know, I get it. He was neglecting her. Yeah, I fucking get it. And then he says, oh, you know what? I'm going to go off and work for a year abroad. To her, that's definitely fuck you, honey. I'm off. I don't give a shit. I'm not working on this relationship. Jesus, I get it. But sometimes, maybe it is good enough to tell the guy you still love him. You know? Is it really gonna help going off with another man and having a baby with him? I mean, there's a lot at stake here. There's a lot of, what if they are the perfect couple? Oh, God, this podcast is depressing the fuck out of me. Jesus. Now, I get it from his point of view more so. He should have been the one to keep the contact. Yes. Yes. He should have been the one to contact her. And I know this actually, guys, for a fucking fact. I know this. I've been in this situation where a girl said, Peter, like, I fucked up, okay? I fucked up back in my day, guys. And I think this is why it kind of hits close to my bone here, because there was no way I can relate to this to a degree here, all right? To a little degree. You know, give me a little bit of rope here in this one. But there was a girl that I was with, I really fucked up. And she said, Peter, I don't want to talk to you ever again. And months went by, I went, fuck this. I'm still in love with her. I want to be with her. And I told her. I called her house during the day, not drunk. To her house. And you know what? When I opened the door, she was actually okay. She wasn't going, oh my God, you fucking stalker. And I knew this would happen too, you know? Because people can say things people can say the wrong thing at the wrong fucking time. You know? Because you always have to remember, there's emotion attached to when somebody says something like this. Doesn't mean that they're done, right? If anything, if they didn't give a fuck, they wouldn't say something like that. they'd probably just go, well, look, you know, let's just leave it off. We're grand. Listen, Peter, you know, you're a nice guy. Or, you know, Julie, you're a nice guy. Mary, you're a nice guy. Whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, whoever it is. Do you know? You'd be like, ah, let's just leave it off. We're grand. We're grand. So the point is this. We can say things that we don't fucking mean when we're having an emotional moment. And that's the thing here. And you know what? What happened with me? I got back with the girl. Now, it wasn't a scenario where I had to chase her for months and months. No, absolutely not. But she understood. I fucking explained it. And actually, I thought at the time, and I still think it to this day, back in the time, we needed that break to cool off. And her, especially for her to cool off and calm down. And just get some perspective on it, I suppose. Or, you know, maybe her for to think, oh, God, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. You know, I was watching this movie called The Green Book, actually, recently. And guys, if you've never seen it, there's one line in this movie. Viggo Mortensen, he's starring in it, right? And it's, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce his name. Ahermash Ali, I think. And they're the main two guys in the movie. And at one stage in the movie, Viggo Mortensen says to the Maharasha Ali guy, because the Ali guy in the movie, he's having a problem with his brother. And he says, look, man, you know, you should contact your brother. And what did he say? Oh, well, I'm not sure. Maybe we'll see each other sometime. And he says, and then Viggo Mortensen turns and says, yeah, well, the world's full of people afraid to make the first move. The point is this, guys, and I'm going to close it off here. The point is this. Fuck your ego. Fuck your pride. If you have to value and weigh up which one is which, what can you live with? What can, and believe me, we can all get over our hurt of ego. I know it can take a lot of time. I've been there myself. It can take a lot of fucking time. But we can get over that bollocks. Ego is nothing. Ego is just, it's just a bullshit defense guard that we all put up. So we feel good. We are, even worse, feel special. Now, I get it. We all want people to feel special around. Of course. But the ego's different. Love is what matters at the end of the day, man. And look, I know maybe this is sounding very, very cringy and corny and pathetic. I don't know. Okay, maybe I'm going a bit too far here. But it does, guys. Jesus. I'm glad I made that move back in the day before it's too goddamn late. And you know what the guy said to me? And I'm going to leave with this. The guy said to me at the end of the phone call, but this whole story we're talking about today, he said, Peter, I always tried to work on my career and my relationship with her so I'd have enough money. I didn't work on her career, on my career and my relationship with her. I needed to work on the relationship. He needed to work on the relationship, not the work. Because I always say that too, guys. You could be a workaholic, and that's okay. Whether you're a man or a woman, or both. But at the same time, quality time with the person. What if you did only spend an hour a day with your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, right? Because you were out working all the time. But yet, that hour was the most unbelievable hour. It was like you were away for a year and you see each other after that year and you can't wait to see each other and God, it's unbelievable. It's amazing. What if it could be like that every fucking day? I know that's a fairy tale thing, but what if it could be? Point is, guys, don't fucking, if somebody says to you, never call me again, of course it depends on the scenario. But like for this guy here, this is why some people don't take responsibility because you can't handle the thought of you being wrong and you'll go into denial. Don't ever make that mistake. Please, I fucking beg people out there, don't make that mistake. of replacing your ego with how you really fucking feel. And sometimes it's enough, even if the other person's wrong. I'm not saying to you, you go along and say, listen, I'm sorry, John, I'm sorry, Mary, or whatever, right? I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, make the first fucking move, right? If you want to sort something out with your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband, wife, right? And I mean, like, you know 100% they're in the fucking wrong. But you want to sort it out. And of course, it depends on how severe the scenario is. Approach them. Make the first fucking move. Do you really think you're going to go to bed that night regretting waking up in a cold sweat with a nightmare? Oh my God, I can't believe I made that first move. You should be goddamn proud of yourself. You should be proud of yourself. Now, for this poor guy here and poor girl, I think sometimes that we do have these scenarios because for the next person that comes along, you will never make this mistake again. And maybe they're not destined to be with each other. Maybe this was the, in a weird sense of way, their warm up for that next person, the person that they really are meant to be with each other. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe it is that. Fuck your ego. Fuck the pride. Be humble. Make the first move. I even had that, guys, when I had an ex-girlfriend. She was absolutely out of her fucking mind crazy 95% of the time. Didn't last long. I only lasted months with this girl, right? But we were officially boyfriend-girlfriend. She'd fuck up. She'd make an excuse to bitch and moan and have a big, huge fight with me, right? And I copped onto this really quick as in, none of this makes sense, but it actually all made sense. She wanted a fight. But you know what? I sucked it up. I contacted her or I called over to her house to sort it out the next day because fuck this. I want to know what's going on here. Does she really love me? Does she really want to be with me? What is going on here? And actually just sort it out. Sort it out. That's all I'd say. Because you can still go to your bed that night knowing, okay, well, listen, I'm not going to say sorry to her or him, but you know what? I'll make the first goddamn move. Now, if this shit keeps happening, well, over and over and constant, you know, for years, well, then that relationship's not going to work. Sometimes you just gotta make the first fucking move. Like Viggo Mortensen says in Green Book, the world is full of people afraid to make the first move. Anyway, guys, very deep and intense podcast today, but I just hope it's useful. I hope it is. Anyway, guys, stay strong out there. I love you all listening. Thanks very much. Talk to you later. Bye. Peter Walsh.